Welcome to a color and light meditation for the solstice. I am Elaine Marie, and I am grateful that you have joined us for this very special winter gathering. Those who live in the Northern Hemisphere know that the season of winter begins on December 21st or 22nd, the shortest day and the longest night of the year. Celebrated throughout the world for thousands of years, the winter solstice welcomes the return of the sun, the return of hope, and the birth of light. This day also allows us the opportunity to receive the darker gifts of reflection, releasement, and peace. During this half hour, I invite you to leave all your worries behind, to be fully present, and to accept this magical offering of color and light, which includes a grounding meditation, crystal releasement meditation, a positive intentions candle lighting meditation, and a gratitude journaling meditation. I will ring a silver bell to introduce each segment, and I invite you to join me by ringing your own bell, which traditionally drives away the dark and the negative forces from the cold, harsh winter. Take a few moments now to set up your sacred space with the following items. One bell, one clear quartz crystal, one fresh orange, one cinnamon stick, four candles in the colors red, white, green, and gold with candle holders, one notebook, one writing pen, and if you have one, a crystal singing bowl. Like everything in the world, Color is energy, and we can use and transform that energy with our clear and powerful intentions. For our grounding meditation, take 3 deep breaths and call in your deities, your angels, and your spirit guides for love and protection. Now, take your clear quartz crystal in your left hand and place it on your power center, your solar plexus chakra, located a few inches above your navel. Now, visualize a bright yellow light shining from your solar plexus chakra, as if it were the beacon of a lighthouse. The color yellow helps you concentrate and retain what you have learned. See that yellow light flowing like sunshine throughout your body, and say aloud, "My body is filled with the power of yellow. I am filled with self-confidence and knowledge with yellow. Move your crystal to your root chakra, which is located at the base of your spine. Imagine that there is a long red cord attached to your root chakra. See that cord going down, down, down into the floor and into the ground, deeper and deeper, until you see that the cord is connected to a giant clear quartz crystal in the middle of the earth. Now say aloud, "I am grounded with the power of red. I am secure with red." Each of us is composed of both light and shadow. We feel joy. We feel anger. We have positive experiences. We have negative experiences. And each one of those shadow or light-filled emotions and experiences makes up our whole and authentic selves. But we cannot enjoy the light without first examining our shadows. To be healthy and whole, we should determine what needs to be changed and to release them so that we may increase our light and achieve inner peace. Turn off all the lights in your sacred space so you are in complete darkness. Hold your crystal in your left hand. Your crystal symbolizes the peace and the purity of winter. And it has been said that crystals are a mirror of our soul. Now think of a fear that you would like to release. It may be a fear of failure, a fear of heights, a fear of change, a fear of death, or a fear from guilt. No matter what the fear, you are releasing it today. As you think of your fear, place your crystal over your third eye chakra, which is the space between your eyebrows. Breathe in the color violet and say aloud, "I release this fear now." It is no longer mine to bear. Now, think of all the things you feel angry about. Return the crystal to your third eye and breathe in the color violet. Think of your anger and say aloud, "I release this anger now. It is no longer mine to bear." So now that we have released our anger and fears, let us take a few moments to turn on all the lights in our sacred space. It is time now for our positive intentions candle lighting meditation. Light your red candle now. Red is the color of courage and energy, materialism, and passion. For a few moments, think of what you wish to manifest with the color red. Breathe in the red light. Now blow out the red candle. It is done. Now light the white candle and think of all the beauty that you associate with the color white. White is the color of purity, of clarity, truth, solitude. What is it that you wish to manifest with the color white? Breathe in the white light. Now blow out the white candle. It is done. Now light the green candle. And think of all the beauty that you associate with the color green. The vibration of green manifests good health, harmony, and prosperity. You know what you want from green, so visualize all of this in vivid detail. Breathe in the green light. Now blow out the green candle. It is done. You have one last candle to light, the gold candle. As you light the gold candle, think of the sun that is returning to the planet to give us warmth and joy. Gold can be used to manifest abundance, power, and wisdom. Gold can also release karma with the energy of grace. What are your personal needs from gold? Visualize this now in vivid detail. Now, breathe in the gold light and blow out the gold candle. It is done. When we adopt a merrier, more positive attitude, everything around us appears more calm, more bright. Besides the sights and the sounds of the winter solstice, fragrance plays a huge part in our joyful experience. With cinnamon and orange as two of the most popular scents. Take out your cinnamon stick and smell it. Cinnamon is a warming spice associated with the sun and known for its magical healing and money attraction properties. How does the fragrance of cinnamon make you feel? What does it remind you of? Write down your thoughts now. Now, hold the orange in your hand and peel away a little of the skin from the orange to inhale its sweet, citrusy scent. Orange uplifts the spirit and it symbolizes the rebirth of the sun. How do you feel when you smell the orange? Write down your thoughts now. While the solstice is a season of great expectations, many people feel sadness and lack. They feel they don't have enough money, enough food, clothing, or other material possessions. But we all have something we can be thankful for. While I play my crystal singing bowl, write down all the things you can feel grateful about. This could be as simple as a warm bed or a warm coat, a puppy, your children, your partner, a tree covered with twinkling fairy lights. Today, you have welcomed the light into your hearts and souls. You may now choose to devote the rest of this day in love and friendship by feasting, singing carols, making special treats for the birds and the squirrels, decorating a Yule log or a Yule tree. You may wish to go out into nature, where you can collect holly and evergreen to bring into your home to help increase abundance. Another way to celebrate the darkest night is to build a blazing bonfire. During this winter solstice, let us remember to raise our vibrations of light, by singing and laughing, being more generous, and refusing to gossip and criticize. Let us purify our hearts and minds with only the most positive of intentions. Let us become more caring and considerate of others. The meditation has ended. As we ring our bells and play our crystal singing bowls in celebration, let us do so not only to ring out the darkness and welcome the new light, but to ring in the new love and light-filled, radiant being that you truly are. Namaste.